event is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Louisville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Meeting will be on Tuesday, November 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. That will be the last one through till February, I believe. I may stand corrected on that, but I think there's no meeting on December and January. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an iController, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Did an iController not start the net at 9 p.m., still hasn't done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleoc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is KCQ-FMK. Good evening, my name is Joe.
Okay, Joe, I've got to turn the sound up a little bit. I didn't catch all of the call sign. Can you repeat that for me?
Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo. We're working off a portable letter camp.
Roger, got you on that. Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo. Okay, well thank you for checking in. Are there any other battery powered mobiles wishing to check in? Kilo X-ray 2 X-ray. Okay, I've got Kilo 2 X-ray. I didn't get the last two. Would you repeat that for me?
It's Kilo X-ray 2 X-ray, KX2X, battery power.
Okay, have you on that one? Kilo X-ray 2 X-ray. All right, very good. Thank you for checking in. Are there any others, any other mobile like to check in? Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT, good evening Bill.
This is
KD2VLA. Okay, we have two more. Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, Clint. KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good evening. This is KD2AIT. Doing good. Just finishing up some work here and get ready to head off to bed. Get up early tomorrow and start over and then try to get up to camp there before it gets dark and head off to do some hunting this weekend. We're hoping. Looks like we're going to get a little bit of snow. Perfect up there in the woods. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. So I want it to snow during the hunting season then melt right as soon as it's over. So we'll see if that plan works out. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you there, Bill. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, real good. I know what you mean with the hunting, a little bit of snow makes it easier tracking them and makes a nice picture too, so that's good. You get a chance to relax and get up and do something you're comfortable with. Good deal. Well, thanks for checking in and we'll move on to KA2VLA. Bill. Hey, Clint, how you doing?
Doing good, Bill. I'm planning on doing a little hunting this weekend. I don't know, he said he wasn't leaving tomorrow, but we're going to be here for the part of the weekend. Gotta take advantage of it while all the deer are running around up there. Hear all these deer stories and gotta find out if they're true or not. So it's nice talking with you guys. Enjoy the camps. This is KA2VA, and I'll be clear.
KD2AIT with comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Clinton, when I was up there last weekend, I pulled a buck off the camera there, 8-pointer. Big boy up there. So a lot bigger than that 4-pointer I got during muzzleloading season. So there's definitely, there's one up there. I didn't see anything last weekend, but they're up there. So good luck to you. I'll probably see you when you're up there. And good luck to you, and hopefully everybody gets some luck here this year. KD2AIT.
Thank you. Be glad to see you.
Okay, Clint, I hope there's one up there. What a good rack on them with your name on them. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend. Okay, well, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
KD2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, what's going on this evening?
Well, I'm not caught up by a long shot, but I've got, well, I don't know, how shall I say it, the pressure's off on a couple of things, and the weather conditions to be hustling and getting done stuff outside is over, so what's done is done. The only thing I have left to do really here that really needs to be done is taking my last cord of firewood out of my trailer, split a bunch of it into smaller pieces, because I never did that with the rest of it I just stacked to get it done. That's not a big deal. I'm not going to do that with snow on the ground. I'll wait till it melts. We have, the road is clear, the driveway is clear, you know, it's a clear dirt kind of thing, but the grass is snow and tree branches are snow and, you know, wet here. So, probably, Jeff probably like that. Good hunting snow, just enough to track and whatever. Of course, just enough to make it a real pain to walk because it's wet and slippery, but anyway, the next few days, Saturday looks like a pretty nice day, sunny day, not real warm, and boy, then if you look towards the end, the middle end of next week, it's sliding down to where it's not going to be so freezing at all during the day, so we're getting there. And other than that, I guess not too much else is going on. Remind everybody that the Boonville Amateur Radio Club were actually sort of combined Boonville Black River dinner, and we're just kind of trying to get everybody we can to go to it, is December 12th, Friday, December 12th. So that'll be nice. Hopefully the traveling weather will be good for that. And I'm not sure what else is new here. Talked to Bob Burden today, and I guess maybe next weekend he and Daryl will come up here and tweak up our repeater in Crystaldale, although it seems to be working real good. I just had a guy from Verona into it really good, into SPC there, Dan, and I think he said, I know your name from somewhere, and I'm looking at his Stewart's Ed page, and he worked at Lockheed, but from Verona, he probably worked in Utica, I don't know, but in any case, but he was into the repeater real good, so he might show up here too, and Other than that, not too much going on here, I guess. AC2WI.
Okay, Pete, very good. Sound like you're anticipating a lot to get done as usual. Well, getting the wood stacked, that's a chore in itself. And I believe that was another station trying to check in, but I couldn't copy it all. Can you come back again? Maybe I can get it this time.
Yeah, November 2, Sierra Tango, Charlie.
Well, it's got signal into the repeater, but I'm not hearing good audio on it at all. It's coming in, it seems like, with a background hum or a little bit off frequency, not really sure which. You might try it one more time. I'm game. I'll see if I can pull you out somehow with it.
Yeah, M2STC, M2STC, November 2, Sierra Tango, Charlie.
Okay, I've got you that time. I think it was me, not you. I must have bumped the VFO on this one because I was 10 KCs up. I didn't realize it until I looked at it. So, okay, can I have a name with it?
Yeah, it's Stan Sierra Tango Alpha November on the Verona station that Pete was telling you about, and I followed him over here. Over.
Very good, Stan. M2TSC, I've got you in there from Verona. Well, how was your day today?
Well, it was pretty laid back, and tried to get a little exercise, brought in a little firewood. Not brought in, but brought some logs over. Heard Pete talking about that. I'm back to work tomorrow after being out for quite a while. Trying to get ready for that. And I told him I discovered the 955 repeater there by accident. I was turning the VFO around trying to get Syracuse and accidentally keyed the mic and up it came, so I was surprised to see that. But not too much here. Just went out and shoveled my first snow this year. Got to shovel the deck off because dog, when she goes out, if she sees snow on the deck, she'll stop and do her thing right there. Now that she's old, she doesn't bother to go down off the deck, so gotta keep the snow off this year, I guess. It's gonna be fun. Can't wait to do that. So back to you, M2STC.
Okay, Stan. Yeah, I know what you mean with the animals. They tend to get a little finicky like that. Yeah, we've got some snow here. It's been snowing all day. I'm in Otter Lake. And it's sticking on the roads and sticking on the ground quite well right now. I don't know what we have in total accumulation, but it's still coming down. Well, we'll know by morning. I go out, I didn't look at the temperature, but I would imagine it's somewhere in the upper 20s anyway. Well, very good. Thank you for checking in, Stan. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Okay, well, I didn't do much myself today. Took it easy. Although, from Monday to Tuesday, we took a little trip, went out towards Waterloo. I don't know if I had commented on that yesterday or not. But anyway, took a trip there, saw some of the shops, went through them, looking for some of the winter stuff, and then went on down to the Grand Canyon in Pennsylvania. Quite a nice area. So it was very enjoyable. Today we just relaxed. Pretty much stayed in the house. Went up, got my meds today, and up in Old Forge and came back down again. That's about the sum total of my travel and my outing for the day. At that point it was just dusting coming down. Now it's sticking pretty good, so I would imagine we're probably going to get a little accumulation out of it. Okay, let's make a final call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
Okay, B2, is that SV?
B2 is NSV. Tim, how's everything this evening?
It's not too bad. It's white down here too, so by morning time it'll probably be a couple inches on the ground probably anyway, so. And didn't do too much today. I just kind of sat around, played on the computer a little bit, and that was about it all day long.
Okay, well, it sounds like you pretty much did what I did. Played around a little bit. I didn't get out of HF at all either. I was planning on doing that, never got around to it, but yeah, did a bit of computer fishing around and on the websites and doing, looking a little this and a little bit of that up, and that was pretty much it. Alright, Tim, very good. Thank you for checking in. This is N5ALW, final call for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'd like to thank all that checked in. And let's see, all those that listened, and boy, talking about getting tongue-tied at it. Total lapse of memory here for a second. Anyway, thank you everyone that checked in, 73 to all. This is N5ALW clear.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, 4 Octave, welcoming all stations with, without traffic. This is KD2, GSK, 4 Octave, welcoming all stations with, without traffic.
Good evening, this is N5ALW, no traffic.
That's N5ALW, no traffic. This is KD2 GSK, 4 Octane, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, 4 Octane, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, 4 Octane, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
WBX, good evening, no traffic.
That's N2WBX, no traffic.
Whiskey 2, Sierra, Mike.
I got Whiskey 2, I didn't get the last three. Whiskey 2 SMM. Thank you very much. This is KD2 GSK for Octane, welcoming all stations with, without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octane, welcoming all stations with, without traffic.
KC2 MBU. traffic.
I only got KC2. I didn't get the rest. You broke, you faded out.
KC2, NDU, November Bravo uniform.
That's affirmative. KC2, NBU, no traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octa, welcoming all stations with without traffic. This is KD2 GSK, final call. Octa, welcoming all stations with without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, no other stations. I wish everybody 7-3s, pleasant evening, and switching back to the main frequency. This is KD2 GSK.